All right, and here we go. Yes, we are going for it. And as you can tell, hopefully, I will hear something saying from a response in any way, shape, or form that we're going here. The good news is Pogo Man was able to get this going. The bad news is he can't hear anything, and now he's got to restart his computer to get it going. So I will be filling in for the time period as flying off the seat of my pants. Host for the Paragon Radio Podcast. This is the Mad Viking. I want to welcome everyone here. Like I said, Pokemon is, wow, that's a new word. All right. As you can tell, he's not happy. Anyway. All right. So in order to do this, I'm going to be jumping onto Paragon Dawn as fast as I can, so I can know if anyone is listening. Because at the moment, we've got guests. But if you have an if you want to talk in the chat, sign up, make an account here on Blog Talk Radio, and then switch over to that name. And therefore, you'll be able to chat in Paragon Radio Podcast. I am, like I said, hurrying as fast as I can to get the Paragon chat. I assume I will be standing at the Atlas Stairs. It's the City Hall in Atlas Park. Ah, memories. Oh, I see what's happening. Pogo just got hit with a update. Cursed word for about a month now because people have been cursing about that Windows update. All right, he's trying to get on here. Yeah, more curse words. He's trying to get on, so we got to be a little patient here. He's getting there. All right, I see the old loading screen of Atlas Park. If you want to join me, I'll be there at the stairs on Paragon Chat. Also, if you're listening on Champions, I am simultaneously saying this while I'm in front of the Recog building on the Recognition building at Champions Online at Renaissance Center number 2. There we go. Yes, I'm man of many huts. Yes. All right, so let's see. Is Pogo... Well, I got we got three guests. So while we are awaiting the return of the one, the only Pogo Man, let's get down to some comic news. How about that? Because I know he has a whole bunch of that he wants to talk about with the updates with Heroes and Villains and City of Titans and whatnot. The first thing, of course, here, 5 straight weeks, Black Panther dominating the movie scenes. That's right. Now, I'm old, I'll admit it. I remember when 5 weeks, you know, was pretty good. You know, not great, but pretty good. So any movie that's able to do more than 2 weeks at the number one spot, you got that's something to be toasted about. Okay, I did get on, and I see Pogo Man, I see Pink Torpedo, and I see Sky Show. All right. And waiting for to see if Pogo Man has joined us yet or not. He has not as of yet, but he's trying. But yes, now Black Panther is going to try to see if he can do it again with week number 6. Let's see how we're doing. He just might here, according to some of the news. Yeah, I'll just we'll check here to be sure. Yeah, let's learn to talk. Variety News has pointed out Black Panther is the first in a very long time to earn the blockbuster status. And this hasn't happened in a long time, according to Variety.com. The outside success is the sole reason the domestic box office, the first quarter, is running flat with revenues from 2017. And has move over the ad. Hold on. Let me see. Is that him? And now, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's talking about that update. Pogo, I feel your pain about updates. Trust me. I feel your pain. it has beaten out movies like Wrinkle in Time. What's going on here? It's going to take a few minutes. All right. Now, the good news is that there's a number of holiday season offerings that showed up with some impressive legs. The Greatest Showman, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. There's one sore spot was Star Wars The Last Jedi, which made it more front-loaded than the predecessor. Rogue One made about $123 million the next calendar. The Force Awakens, $282. The Last Jedi is the poorest Star Wars of all the showings. Now, looking ahead, and I still believe that the year's slate, which includes Solo, A Star Wars Story, Avengers Infinity War, and Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, have potential to be the highest grossing in history, according to the number crunchers. It looks like at the moment, though, Black Panther may be running into a fight with Pacific Rim Uprising. So we will see at the end of the weekend, does Pacific Rim take the title or does Black Panther hold on? A whole lot of people have seen that movie and been very happy, you know, accuracy of the storyline, the impressiveness of the cast, everything. So, there's nothing really bad to say about it. Okay, I see King Cat has joined us in chat. So if you're hearing me, King Cat, please say so. So therefore, I know I'm not talking gibberish at this moment and to nobody. All right. God, I love it when technical difficulties happen. All right, let's see, other news here that I'm trying to avoid a certain subject that, yes, has been in the news, yes, it's been talked about, but Pogoman has not read the comic, and I have done enough spoilers for him to ruin a few nights for him, so I'm trying to be kind and be gentle. Of course, the latest talk... thank you! Thank you, King Cat. All right. I am audible. All right. Of course, in the trailer news, the big one is the Deadpool 2 one with so many Easter eggs that were scattered about. I think I could talk about that. Because it's already been pointed out several times over and over and over and over. Now, if you have not seen it, I do recommend. It is very fun and interesting to watch. All right, so let's see. As I scrolling. There, as it was said, Cable and Domino are going to be there. And yes, Domino is located. Our favorite Cabby makes a return trip. And you'll be seeing him right out of the gate. Of course, where did that come from? Gotta love it with those pop-up ads. Of course, the girlfriend here. Other images that people have pointed out is... the fact that there are hints that members of X-Force will be there. Because if you take a look when the carrier plane opens up the back hatch, and where is this coming from? It's coming from there. There it is. And, oh, that's what happened. Okay, I got booted out of the cat. Anyway, seems like we're all having some technical difficulties today. All right. As I was saying, when you see that the cast coming out of the back of the plane here, take a look behind Terry Crews's character. Yes, that is Terry Crews. We all kind of recognize him. You will see a very familiar headwear gear. That has been pointed out that more than likely that is Shatterstar. It looks like, he has made the big time. As I slowly but surely get back into the chat room. Stop. I jumped back in just to hear myself. Whoa. And I'm almost there. Yes, I'm back. There we go. All right, so... anyway, like I said, you will see Shatterstar there. Now, other guesses, that of course, you see our favorite gloomy girl. I can't remember the name here. All right, let's try that again. All right, yes. Zazie Beetz playing Domino. Negatonic Teenage Warhead returns, this time with more hair. Copycat, yes, will be in it as well. Black Tom Cassidy is the villain. Weasel makes his return as well. Blind Al will return. Colossus will return. Depender, that was the guy's name. I was going like, what in the world was the cabbie's name? That drove me nuts for a little while. Oh, wait a minute here. We got an update from Pogo Man. The word is unbelievable. That's not a good sign. I'm waiting to see what's unbelievable. And I don't mean the song. He's really learning to hate. It's one of the reasons he's been diligently trying to make get up to YouTube. Okay, here we go. Leslie Uggams and Karen Sony as Blind Owl and Dopinda. Shirley Kasuna will play Surge, a mutant who can generate and manipulate electricity. Terry Crews plays Bedlam. Rob Delaney appears as Peter. Eddie Morrison and Bill Skarsgård has yet been cast in undisclosed roles. Though I think one of them, I kind of mentioned it out. Yeah, Shatterstar. All right, here we go. Still getting Windows ready. Don't turn off computer. Oh, boy. And he apologized for this. He is trying to get back as soon as he can. All right. Lots of curse words. I can tell you that. Lots and lots of curse words. It's like he was on. He was happy. Ready to go. As soon as he hit the intro music, he lost audio. I still had audio. I lost it for a second. But then his went poof. All right, so I'll keep going here. Capcom, we got another TV show in the process of making. Now, of course, everyone's talking about Titans, the live one. But now, there's a live-action TV series in production, and it's about Street Fighter, Capcom's Street Fighter. The series will be focused on the core World Warriors tournament storyline that pits fighters from around the globe against each other in hand-to-hand combat. The video game franchise has been adapted several times, but they're going for, I'm assuming, Street Fighter II World Warriors. No news of what channel it would be in. So that would be interesting. So let me see. Time to get my old age geek on. All right. So that would mean Ken, Ryu, Chun-Li, E-Honda, Dalsim, Zangief, Green Electric Dude, Blanca. Oh, God, that was bad. And then, of course, the four major bosses. I can't believe I blanked out on Blanca. Oh, God. All right, yeah. Trying to remember the... Okay, then it was... of course, Bison. Yep. Wait a minute. Nope, he's still cursing. Cursing a lot. Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay. Back to what I was talking. Oh, yeah. Let's not forget Guile. Because everything goes with Gal's music. And, of course, the CPU-exclusive characters, that would be Balrog, Vega, Sagat, and M. Bison. There we go. Finally got it out. Blanked out on Blanca. Wow. Anyway, like I said, it is in the works that there will be a live TV show. Now, hopefully, it'll be much better than that movie. I mean, the only thing, you know, that was really regrettable, the fact that it was the last movie for Raul Julia, better known as Gomez Adams. He played M. Bison and going up, but Jean-Claude Van Damme as Guile. What were they thinking? Am I right, guys? Am I right? But, yeah, Street Fighter will start looking for the news to see what happens on that one. And now let's see. Well, I'm trying to pick up some things that I know Pokemon is not, you know, fully known, or he really doesn't want to hear it. There is a new animation superhero movie that has just been signed on. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you sit down and begin to cry. The original Spice Girls have signed on to voice version of themselves in an animated superhero movie. Yes, the Spice Girls, they're trying to come back. The Spice Girls, I think, in big terms, in a franchise on a global scale, they're the most successful girl group on the planet. It's just what Marvel or Disney needs, an unnamed source close to the group told Variety. Posh, baby, sporty, ginger, scary as superheroes. Why? You tell me, what do you think? Do you want to see the Super Spice Girls and the return of that song? I just saw one person cringe. No! let's see. All right, for all of us who are collectors of action figures and whatnot, and just found out about a couple of weeks ago, Toys R Us is closing all the franchises. They're selling out everything, and it was rather ironic of the news that came in a couple of days ago, kind of went hand in hand. I know it's morbid to think about it, but yeah. Charles Lazarus, age 94, American Toy Store executive, the founder of Toys R Us, passed away on the 22nd to respiratory failure. So I guess, yeah, it kind of fit that, you know, with Toys R Us closing with, you know, like I said, it was a morbid moment when it's like everyone saw that and they're like, wow, and the store is closing. Now, needless to say, you know, probably all the good stuff has already been bought out. If there is a Toys R Us store in your area, who knows? You might be the one that can honestly say you bought the last one and that last item at a Toys R Us, and that might be worth money. Let's face it, collectors look for some weird stuff. All right, Marvel also is trying to, going back to a little more positive note, Marvel is trying to work on a new animation franchise, Marvel Rising, bringing in some of the new cast that they want to highlight. You know, they're trying to push. Now, you've heard me and Pogo Man talk several times over on some of the new characters that just kind of bombed for X reason. So maybe, you know, if they got new life in the animation, it just may finally pick up. It is going to be Marvel Rising, The Secret Warriors. I'm guessing the new Warriors situation. The team comprised of Captain Marvel, Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, Inferno, Squirrel Girl, Quake, America Chavez, Patriot, Lockjaw, and Gwen Stacy, who will use the code name Ghost Spider. And for some reason, I guess they can't use Spider Gwen. That one caught me on that one. So, you know, it's an interesting concept. You know, they made the characters. They pushed it for so long. They couldn't get the comic book gain the feet, you know, take hold and all that. So maybe the animation version will work. You know, we've seen stranger things happen. Teen Titans Go. Pokemon will pick on me on that one because he does like, you know, some of the Teen Titans Go. That's my favorite one, of course, still. Anything to tie it in with the Night Begins to Shine. Here we go. He does update from Pokemon. He doesn't know if it's stuck in a loop or is actually updating anymore. But if he hits that button, all right. Yeah, he's cursing. Asking if he can see if he can jump on to call. he seriously believes that the show is cursed. He apologizes. He's true that he'll be right there, but Windows 10 sucks ass so much. Those are his words. People are going like, why are you stuck on 8.1? This would be why. anyway, let's see. He's typing more, so I'll give him the chance to type, and I will quickly look over here. Once again, I know he wants to talk about some things, and at times I have a tendency to jump up and be a spoiler, because he has the comic book ready to look at, but here I am blabbing, and I spoil it for him, and he learned to hate that. So I'm trying to be respectful and find subjects to talk about where he doesn't have to worry about that. All right. Back to Marvel movie news here. Now, everyone's been wondering what's going to be happening after the Infinity War. Well, Chris Evans kept his future as Captain America kind of on the hush-hush, but a new interview, he confirms his retirement from being Captain America after Avengers 4. Now, that leads the way. Oh, he can't call in because he doesn't have access to the studio as a host then. All right. Now, that does leave the opening for two of the Marvel movie characters to become the new Captain America. One, Bucky, the Winter Soldier, and two, the Falcon, Sam Wilson. And I'm putting money down on Sam Wilson. Just because of the rich history that Sam Wilson as the Falcon, no matter what, whether it be the comics, whether it be the cartoons, it doesn't matter. You know, the history that the Falcon has, I'm going to put it on him that he's going to be the replacement Falcon after Chris Evans goes. Hold on, I got a report to a Pogo Man who's still cursing. All right, so excuse me. Usually I'll be able to mute, but I know if I mute now, I might lose connection. So, yeah, you're going to have to deal with coughing a little bit. Excuse me again. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, yes, I now remember. Okay, there is something I can make a comment on, and I was giggling when I saw that. A while back ago, DC and Hanna-Barbera made some mashups of what would happen if certain characters of the DC Universe teams up with certain characters of Hanna-Barbera. Best one that I got a giggle on at that time being was Suicide Squad teaming up with the Banana Split. That one, that one just had a good giggle on that one. Now they're going to do it all over again with new team-ups. And I'm trying to get to the article as fast as I can. Okay, here we go. All right, they're going to collide again, DC and Hanna-Barbera, four new one-shots. And they are as follows. And this one, this is just gift. If you were going to want to make jokes, this was gift wrapped with a bow. There's no other way to say it on this one here. Aquaman and Jabberjaw. Two heroes that don't get no respect. No respect. Are teaming up. So the Aquaman Jabberjaw special. The next one, Black Lightning and Hong Kong Fooey. I'm just trying to picture reading this and get Scatman Crothers voice in my mind, you know. there are bonus stories in each one, so let me back up again. Aquaman and Jabberjaw will have also a bonus story of the first ever meeting between Captain Caveman, the Spectre, and Shazam. Black Lightning will have their bonus, and that would be Demon Jason Blood and the Spirit of 76, the Funky Phantom. Heavens to Murgatroyd. All right. The Flash teams up with the Speed Buggy. They land, they do a race, they go to the future. and our now sentient speaker to help the fastest man alive repair the time stream to stop the triple threat of Savitar, Speed Demon Buggy, and Reverse Speed Buggy. Wow. All right, sorry, I had more messages. All right, the other one is Super Sons and Dynamite. The Super Sons, that would be Damian Wayne and the son of Superman, John Kent, teaming up with Dynamite and the Blue Falcon. Oh, boy. I'm just wondering if Bat-Hound and Crypto will make an appearance on that one. Who knows, right? All right. See, did I just get another post? All right. No, I didn't. Sorry about that. All right. So yeah, they're doing it again. Love to hear some opinions on that one. when I saw Aquaman and Jabberjaw being the first one out of the gate, it was like, really? No. Don't, please tell me this was a joke. Nope, they're serious. And let's see. All right. All right, yes, the big one. Coming up real soon now is Action Comics 1000, the 80th year of Superman, all in one shot, all going to be discussed, by the looks of it, and, I just...
Well.
Oh!
Hello.
You
ready for this bullshit?
In.
Yeah, I'm calling on my laptop. Are you ready for this? On my laptop?
Yeah.
I don't have to go through all the bullshit. I go through on my PC.
Are you kidding me?
All this time, we were worried that, oh, we can't do this on my laptop and bullshit. And all the... Are you kidding me? All this time? I just went through all this... It didn't ask me for web Skype. It didn't ask me to do this. It didn't ask me to do that. Hold on, I just want to try something here. I just want to play like the Joker
You're
thing.
On. You're on.
Yeah, I know. I just want to play something, see if I lose the volume. And if I do, oh well. Hold on, I just want to find just some. I just want to play, and here we go.
And here we go.
Yes, Windows 10 and Blog Talk, you suck ass so much. Oh, everything was fine tonight. 15 seconds into our intro. And the Windows 10 PC is still updating.
All right. Well, I try to keep news about comics out of the way.
I don't have my list, so I don't.
I will talk what I did. All right. Well, I will talk what I did talk about. Black Panther, 5 weeks in a row here, now having serious challenge with the Pacific Rim uprising. So don't know if it's going to make it six. Deadpool 2, the Easter eggs that trailer, pointing out.
Was this all Easter eggs?
These were Easter eggs. You haven't seen the trailer.
I don't want to. Yeah. Right, is it just literally like Easter eggs, like he's dressed like the Easter Bunny or something? Or I don't know.
No. As in hints of which characters have made it in.
I've heard characters that are in it already.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're safe on that. I talked about, Street Fighter is trying to make a TV live action series.
A TV series? I heard about that. TV series, right? Yeah.
Yep. Spice Girls has signed up to do a superhero movie.
Yes, I heard about that. Yeah.
Okay, good. And then I talked about the new round of team ups of Hanna-Barbera in DC, in which the number one Jabberjaw and Aquaman, the two no respecters.
That's right. Did you talk about Frank Miller?
No.
The Frank.
Go
Miller
ahead.
Curse?
Go ahead.
I don't have the article in front of me. I was going to read it. From what I heard, Frank Miller has signed a five. I don't know if it's going to be a graphic novel or comic book series. He signed with DC a five-story deal with them. I don't think it's going to be graphic novels or comic book series, but two or three of the deals have been, they fleshed out the deals or whatever. One of them, I know it's going to be based off of The Dark Knight Returns with, what's her name, the female Robin. It's going to be a story just so focused on her. Another one's going to be Superman Year One. So maybe it's only two. And then the other three they haven't even mentioned yet. That, or they haven't talked about, or they aren't telling us yet what those are going to be. So Frank Miller's back in action doing his thing. So, but I'm wondering, are we going to hear them say, I'm the goddamn Superman? Or I'm, God, or I'm Superman, damn it. Or something like that.
Oh, and I'd also talked about how Chris Evans does plan to retire as Captain America after Avengers 4, leaving it open for either Winter Soldier or Falcon. I'm putting money on the Falcon.
Yes. I heard something. Who the new Wolverine is supposed to be.
The new Wahoo?
In the movies, not the new Wolverine. The actor who's going to take over as Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
I believe his name is Eastwood.
Scott Eastwood?
I just know him from the Fate and the Furious movie, the last Fast and the Furious movie. He was Mr. No Assistant. That's who I know him as.
Oh, okay. I also talked about Marvel's Rising Secret Warriors animation project. It looks like all the characters that lost all the comics in their big push, maybe the animation will save them if it's done correctly.
Cool. I also know that Cloak and Dagger. I'm trying to do this from memory, what I saw earlier, because everything's on my other computer. Cloak and Dagger on Freeform. Yes, because it's being updated. Cloak and Dagger on Freeform now. That's the name of the channel. That series is about to start soon. I know there was a big promo trailer thing this week on it that they were showing, but I don't know the date for it. Let me see if I can just get something open.
Oh, I did have the morbid moment. Now we all know Toys R Us
the
is closing.
Moment.
Yeah, so you know that Toys R Us is closing.
They are.
Yep, all the Toys R Us was closing. Oh yeah.
No.
And interestingly enough, on the 22nd, Charles Lazarus, the founder of Toys R Us, passed away of respiratory failure.
Okay. Well, I did open Superhero Hype, where I got most of my news from. So I'll go through this and click on the articles one at a time.
All right.
Yes, I heard about this. Yeah. Let's see if I can find the list. All right, let me go back to the Frank Miller one, because that was the first one on the page.
Okay.
And then there's news about the Ninja Turtles. All right, let me start with that one at least. All right, okay. That's a five-project deal with DC Comics. Good thing I put my glasses on earlier so I can put them on now. At least I don't feel foolish. Hold on. Okay, amongst the planned releases, let's see here, from the legendary writer-artist, is a forthcoming graphic novel starring Carrie Kelly. As you know, that was from The Dark Knight Returns. That was the Robin. And of course, from DC Black Label series, Superman Year One. Oh, and it's going to be art from John Romita Jr. And then there's going to be three additional upcoming projects yet to be announced. I was just making sure I had those right. Okay. That was that one. Yeah, I got too many things in here for my class. That's why it's taking forever to Sorry about that, guys. That's why it's taking. I can only do one story at a time on this computer. I got too much open between. Oh, I think it's almost done with the updates. Well, I'll tell you what. If it's done with the updates, I'm just going to stay in this computer to talk. No, the screen just blacked out. All right. All right. Okay, there's a trailer. I can't put the news up, so what I'll do is I'll read all eight, and after the show, I'll put all the links up on our Facebook page. Nickelodeon has revealed the Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer. Nickelodeon today released the first trailer for its all-new animated series, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which follows a band of brothers as they discover new powers and encounter a mystical world they never knew existed beneath the streets of New York City. The 2D animated series, which blends action and comedy and features a dynamic, fresh look, debuts later this year on Nickelodeon. The series stars the voice talents of Omar Miller from Ballers as Raphael, parts of Parks and Recreation as Leonardo, Josh Brenner from Silicon Valley as Donatello, Brandon Mike McCall Smith from You're the Worst as Mike Lambert, Kat Graham, The Vampire Diaries as April O'Neil, and Eric Bowser, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as Splinter. WWE superstar John Lenz's voice as villain Baron Draxum, an alchemist warrior mutant who seeks to turn all of humanity into mutants. Boo. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles reimagines the iconic series, and breathes new life into the classic characters, with jagged-shelled Raphael as a snapping turtle, wielding twin tonfas as his weapons, Leonardo as a red-eared slider using an Adachi sword, Donatello as a soft-shell turtle sporting a tech bow staff, and Michelangelo as a box turtle arming himself with a Kusari fondue. Okay. Along for the adventure is the Turtles' most trusted ally, April O'Neil, a street-savvy native New Yorker, and Splinter, father figure, and sensei to the Turtles. The Turtles also hold distinct personality traits. Raphael, as the oldest and biggest brother, is the leader, really? Full of enthusiasm and bravado. Leonardo, the self-professed coolest brother, possesses the irreverent charm and rebel heart. Donatello is a mechanical genius and tech wizard, whose ninja skills are second only to his coding. And Michelangelo, the youngest brother, is a skateboarder and artist who is wild and imaginative. The new 26-episode series is co-executive produced by Andy Soriano, character designer of Samurai Jack, and Ant Ward, supervising producer of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles at Nickelodeon in Burbank, California. Veteran animation and voice actor Rob Paulson is voice directing the series. But he's not doing one of I really don't like the way they look. Yeah, I'm going to post this later. I know they went back to 2D, but I just don't like the way they're drawn.
It's in that Dark Knight style. I'll tell you what.
No, I'll tell you what. I'm you the link, and maybe you could share it in the chat or something. There you go. I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, April looks way too young, and wow, what a surprise. She's African American. The cool thing was the old game. Splinter, what the hell?
Yeah, I took a look at that. Looks like a rodent form of looked like a rodent form of and I just blanked out on the name, Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Like when I heard they were going back to the 2D, I thought they were gonna look like they did from the 80s.
Nope. They went for the edgier.
What the? Yeah, that doesn't work for me. I'm sorry. I had some of the black books until my stepbrother and his friends swiped them from me for no reason, just because they thought it'd be funny.
And Leo and Raphael have switched roles. Leo's now the hothead.
Yeah,
Raphael.
Which I don't get. Yeah, I don't get that. Because it's always Raphael who's always been the, I don't get that because Raphael's always been the hothead. That was the point. I don't get that. That makes no sense. Well, if anybody wants to join us on air and comment about this with us or other things, there's one or two ways of doing so. If you're in the chat room, or first, how about this? You call in at 319-527. Sorry, wrong number. 714-583-6908. Again, 714-583-6908. Or if you're in the chat room, you can scroll up to the top of the page. There will be a blue button. You click on that, and that's the free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's. Or, again, you call in at 714-583-6908. I get too many numbers here. I'm looking at too many computers here. Okay. Other news. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with the artwork here. Like, when I saw for the CGI turtle thing, I was happy with that. Well, I thought that was awesome. I was like, wow, that's going to be awesome. You know? And then I was just, meh. You know, because true, I mean, for the first time, you had something pretty much close to their origin story, and they took off with it. This, I don't get. Did you talk about the Astro City news?
No. Go ahead.
Ooh. Okay, well, Fremantle Media, North America, is set to tackle an Astro City series. And Fremantle North America, the studio behind the acclaimed American Gods TV series, has obtained the rights to Astro City, spanning 16 and counting, collected standalone yet loosely connected story arcs containing more than 2,000 original characters. That's a lot of characters. The fictional Astro City universe explores the lives of ordinary people and those of the all-too-human superhumans in their midst, and the collective daily struggle to hold on to hope in the face of world-shaking, life-altering events beyond any single individual's control. A mid-sized American city blessed with and cursed by the largest number of superheroes and supervillains in one place on Earth, Astro City is a unique brand of humanistic saga, part superhero epic, part intimate drama, in which the mostly good-hearted workaday residents of the eponymous locale come into daily contact with the worrisome, the weird, and the wondrous. Currently published by DC Comics, the multiple award-winning, critically acclaimed Astro City series, created by writer Kurt Busiek, I can never say his name right, and artist Brent Anderson and Alex Ross, has in the 23 years since its 1995 Image Comics debut, remained a triple threat worldwide, a sales success, critics' choice, and fan favorite. The property's vastly detailed story world represents the last fully fleshed-out superhero universe in the English-language comic book business that remains unexploited for the screen. The live-action Astro City series is being produced by Fremantle Media North America, with its pilot episode being written by Kurt Busiek and Rick Alexander. Gregory Novak serves as executive producer of the series, along with Alexander and Busiek. Said Busiek, "It's a thrill to be working with Rick, Gregory, and Fremantle Media on this. Everyone at every turn is supportive, helpful, and completely focused on capturing the feel of Astro City and bringing it to life as a TV show. I can't wait to see it all take wing." Astro City creator-writer Kurt Busiek is one of the most honored writers in the comics industry today, having won over two dozen industry awards, including the prestigious Eisner and Harvey Awards for Best Series, Best Single Issue, Best Writer, Best New Series, and more. In addition to Astro City, Busiek's decades of success in the creator-owned comic space has also included titles Arrowsmith, Arrow Like a Bone Arrow, not the rock group, Shock Rockets, Superstar, as seen on TV, The Wizard's Tale, Johnny Demon, The Liberty Project, and Ransom. His most recent original comic series is The Autumn Lands, with artist Benjamin Dewey. And let's see, film and television writer, producer, and genre IP acquisition and adaptation specialist Rick Alexander is currently executive producer on EuropaCorp television series version of Howard Chaykin's landmark 80s sci-fi comic American Flag, and is also developing UK comics creator Warren Ellis' horror-infused military actioner, Gravel, as a feature for Legendary Entertainment. Well, there you go. That'd be cool to see Astro Side. I had a couple of their comics. Then again, the comic book store I got it from, he was weird. He'd give me, like, issues 1, 2, 3, and of a four-part, he'd leave out number 4. I'm like, where's number 4? I'll get it for you. And then another series would come out. He'd do the same thing. Oh, no, there's some, it'd be like a five-parter. He would get me 1, 3, 4, and 5. Like, where's number 2? And then he'd be like, oh, yeah, it's going to take me a while to get 2. It's going to cost money. Like, wait a minute. It's your fault I don't have number 2. And I'm like, and I told you this from the second it came, didn't come in. Or you forgot to put it in my, where is it? Good Lord. I swear, man. I think that's awesome. I remember hearing about this when it came out, and I missed the bandwagon with it. But I do know what that somebody told me that a lot of the heroes in this are, what's the word I'm looking for? Spoofs or copycats of other, like there's a thing called the First Family, and they're supposed to be like similar to the Fantastic Four,
mm-hmm.
for example. And there's a version like a clown, and he's almost like the Joker, but he's a hero.
mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool. All right, should we see what other news we have?
Well, I do have some DawnCon news.
Oh yeah, that's that little convention thing we have coming up, isn't it?
Yep, yep. Got two new
Hold
guests.
On. Wait.
Oh
okay. I was gonna get my countdown app out.
Oh,
okay. I can find it. Where is it? I have it here. I know I have it here somewhere. It's on my phone. It's on my phone. Oh, here it is. Hold up. Oh, DawnCon 4, 119 days, 19 hours, 1 minute, and, well, it's 119 days and 19 hours. How about that? For some reason, I have it set for 10 p.m. on a Friday night. So it's 119 days and 19 hours, and I'll readjust it once we have the official start time or whatever. But we have approximately 119 days. That's like 4 months, dude.
Yep. All right, here we go. We're bringing in the tech in this category. DJ Ehrlich, who has his own website and is one of our techies for Dawn Radio, will be there to talk about his business. And Amuz, who hosts Dawn Radio at amuzmedia.com, setting up a website specifically geared for gamers, will also join us.
Woo-hoo. All right. The guest list is growing. Why don't you go through the scheduled days and schedule of stuff, events? No? You know, the days
Hold
and
on.
Stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting barraged.
With what?
Spitballs! Yeah.
I don't know. Patooey, get him, Patooey. I'm kidding, don't spitball him.
All right, the 20... All right, as I get to the calendar so I can answer this properly. All right,
yes.
July 20th, barring any more problems with the kickoff party at Paragon Radio Podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
That's a Friday night.
Yep. The 21st, the first day, with Dawn Radio hosts, Ghost Captain and Black Magic. Events and guests of that day to be announced. And then the 22nd with the Dawn Radio DJs of Short Bus and Soft Lips. Guests and events of that day to be announced. But we did add alongside Jeopardy, Where in the World is Hunting Rose, and the costume contest, we have added the drag races, where you get to race around Canada in your vehicles. No one's used in Champions. No one's used the vehicles for any reason, if you think about it. So why not?
Use them?
To go from point A to point B. But why not use them?
That's the point of them.
But now you get to use them to see who can make the best in speed and handling.
So this is like the Fast and the Furious.
Right.
Okay. I gotcha.
All right. Wondering if you were able to get to the updates since we got 29 minutes to go.
I can try.
All right.
Just give me a moment here. I will close that window. I can close that window. Actually, you know what I can do? Hold on. Since I made a list on my email. Just a moment. Hold on. Should just watch this. Hold on. Okay, folks, you have to bear with me because this might take a little bit. I can only open one window at a time.
Right. At this moment, I...
Yeah, all right. So this is going back to update number 271. I could do all these. This is just going to take a while. This goes back to February 10th. So just bear with me. All right. Yeah. I could do them all. I could do all these by 10:30. If need be, I can extend, but my back is killing me, so we're going to try and get all these under the gun. All right, this is Friday Update 271 back on February 10th. All right, this week, we've been continuing to work on the dialogue system, specifically how the GUI displays it, as the system has been evolving for a while now, as new types of dialogue and story are created, so the GUI needs to be adjusted to make sure that it fits with the more recent changes. As a comic book game, one of our goals is obviously to be able to have an authentic comic book feel to the dialogue for NPCs as well as player characters, which means from time to time, NPCs need to be able to give, and player characters have the option to give, somewhat longer speeches or monologues beyond the normal shorter statements, questions, answers, and comments that make up most of the dialogue. So, from a GUI design angle, it needs to be able to handle these larger chunks of text, even if they don't come along that often, while also not making the area for the text seem appear to be too empty when the standard smaller bits of text are being used. All right, sorry, I just need a few seconds between updates. Okay, so this one is going to be Update 272 from Saturday, February 17th. This week, we've been doing some more design work on our dialogue system, trying to find the best way to present different amounts of text in a way that doesn't obscure what's currently happening on screen. COH didn't have this issue because it didn't really show any on-screen character interactions during dialogue. For example, you could stand behind Miss Liberty in Atlas Park and click on her, and the dialogue box would open, even though she remained in her same looping cycle of idle stances without even turning to face you or acknowledge that you were there at all. So obscuring the on-screen action didn't really matter. But for a more modern game with more detailed NPCs and more intricate stories, that kind of non-action during dialogue isn't really acceptable. So we're looking at various ways to lock the camera view during some dialogue exchanges to make sure that the text window only obscures an area of the screen where nothing important is going on. Okay, we're getting there. I promise you. Okay, third update. This one is Friday update number 273 from Saturday. Yes, it's a Friday update from Saturday, February 24th. This week, We've been doing some more work on our dialogue system, especially how to present the different types of conversations with regards to the placement and angle of the camera. As a comic book game, we obviously want the dialogue exchanges to follow the pattern and rhythm of comic book dialogue, which includes not just the amount of words being used, but also the way the exchanges are framed in terms of what the camera view is focusing on at each stage, in order to be able to mimic the way panels are used to frame comic book conversations. An additional issue with camera angles and placement for a comic book game is that, unlike a lot of games where characters are generally between 5 and 7 feet tall at the extreme ends of the height scale, player characters can be much shorter or much taller than that. So, if the camera placements aren't exactly right, tiny characters could end up with only the tops of their heads being in view, and extra tall characters might have their heads completely out of shot. You ain't kidding. I was going to say, you could see something else in the shot there. Hey, now. Well, that was something Sovereign Rain would say if she was here. Now. All right. This is from March. Hey, we're in March now. March Madness. Oh, I'm going to ask you about that when we're done. All right. Friday update 274. Okay. This week, we've been continuing with the development work for our dialogue and NPC interaction system. One of the things we want to avoid with the dialogue is something that you see in a lot of other games, which is making dialogue seem more like a checklist of options to go through, where the order you pick what to say doesn't matter, and is intended only to give an illusion of choice rather than flowing more naturally, like a real conversation. Obviously, there could sometimes be story situations where it might be justified, but to use it as the default for a dialogue system is a non-starter for any game serious about being an RPG, as giving players a genuine choice in how they shape conversations is one of the main ways that a player can feel that they're actually influencing what happens in the game. We're so close.
Okay.
Two more in this one.
Okay.
There, this one will be 275.
Okay.
And this is from March 10th. Okay, this week, we've been doing more work on the story system, focusing on the ways it can be expanded past the basic mechanics of giving players missions, specifically adding more layers of depth to it by setting it up to be able to reference the player's characters to make their character concept feel more properly recognized in the game world. This is very much along the lines of what City of Heroes did, which ranged from small details like having passing civilians mention the player's actions and name and dialogue that acknowledge the character's gender, to much larger things like the presence of Keldeans on teams generating Void Hunters on mission maps, and the Keldean and Arachnos EATs having their own special missions that tied into their class. However, as we're making the spiritual successor to COH and not a clone of COH, the way we implement these kinds of ideas is not identical, especially as we have access to more modern tech that lets us expand on and deepen what were relatively simple concepts in COH. All right, just bear with me. This is the last update that I saw.
Okay.
Because we got to leave one for next week, because I don't think she put up this week's yet. All right. This is last weekend's update. Number 276. It was posted last Saturday at 1:21 a.m. So, yeah, we wouldn't have done this one last week. So, all right. This week, we've been doing some more work on the music for the game, with a focus on various ways that we can adapt it to match the actions of the player. That's pretty cool. As we continue to develop and expand the stories and setting, we also add more musical themes for the various aspects of it, from characters to places to items and concepts, from the cosmic right down to the everyday, with each one being created with enough flexibility to be able to be presented in various styles and moods, depending on the story situation. This flexibility for the musical themes allows us to have parts of the music change at some points to reflect the player's choices. so that the soundtrack for the player's adventures will adapt to their path along with the visuals to help reinforce the importance of their decisions and show just how much they can alter the storylines in very significant ways. Have a heroic film this weekend, the Heroes and Villains Team. And there you go,
there
folks.
You go.
There you go. That was 2 months worth of updates in 12 minutes. Ta-da!
There you go.
Dun, ta-da! I need a drink. I'm parched. What? Oh, my God. All right. And I do have one for City of Titans.
Okay.
Know if you got to it.
No.
I
was saving it for you.
Gee, thanks. All right. This one was just from the developers. Obviously, they're all from the developers. It's Developers Workshop, Looking While Running. And this one was posted on the 22nd of February. So in a previous designer developers workshop, we showed animation blending in combat. Here you can see is testing animation blending while running in a blank test environment. What to look for. The character can dynamically turn his head to any degree in any direction possible without disrupting his running animation at all. This is live blending and will work at all times automatically. Imagine kidding with this feature. What to ignore? Mostly that it's a blank testing environment. It's a blank default level, and the character model has no textures or skin or anything, which is why it looks a bit like a marble statue come to life. It is our model, though, so the quality and definition is all ours and all yours once you start making characters. And the video, if you click on it, it's 1:46. I started playing it. You see him from the thighs up. He's running. The camera angle is moving around him. He's not turning his head yet. Okay, now you go see him from his right side. The camera angle is going around him. He's not turning his head yet. Oh, okay, there he goes. He's turning his neck to the left. He's looking up. He's looking around now. His head is turning around 360 degrees. What? No, I'm kidding.
He's Beetlejuice.
He's spitting out green pea soup. What the? I'm kidding. No. Get an exorcist. Get a picker. Help. He's looking down. He's looking up. That's pretty cool. There's a shadow. It shows a shadow, too. That's important. He's looking up now. And we're watching him from the side. He's looking down. He's still running. He trips over a rock. He tumbles. He breaks his neck. His head falls off. His hands pick it up. He's still running like a football player. What? I'm kidding. Guys, eating that. What the hell?
It's Inspector Gadget.
I want this character. He's spreading wings. He's flying. Oh, no. He's spreading hentai tentacles.
Stretchy tentacles.
Oh, stretchy tentacles. Holy crap. What the hell? You don't want to know where these tentacles are sprouting from. Oh, good. Well, I'm kidding. There's no tentacles. He's running. All right. That was pretty cool.
Speaking of which,
it was a normal video, guys. It was fine. It was a family friendly video. Nothing I
It's needless to say, we don't have enough time to hunt down Valiant. Where the tentacles and stretching all originates, because they still want to hide after we made the comments about tentacles and stretching.
Yeah, they don't like us anymore. I think there's a special code. I think it's just when me and you looked at it, it's hidden.
Well, they left it open wide on that one. We're talking gift wrap with a bow, came with a car, the keys underneath the seat.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, you talked about it. On Dawn Radio, we are in pretty much the final week of March Madness Mayhem, where I ask 64 songs from our listeners that are the songs that I have to be broken down in NCAA bracket formation of which song will eventually be deleted off of my list.
Delete,
we're down to
delete.
The fatal four.
So is this ultimate deletion?
Ultimate deletion once it's all over on December 31st during Jester's show.
Like Matt Hardy? Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
Ultimate deletion.
And I even have the Woken Matt Hardy music and
going
him
delete,
saying,
delete,
delete, delete, delete,
delete.
Yes, I have it.
Which is the same thing as Broken Matt Hardy saying delete, delete. So
I will say this. On one side, we had one that's been a mainstay. On the other side, you know, brackets are like left and right, north, east, west. We're down to the
yes.
North versus the east. And the West versus the South. Representing the North
okay. Yes.
Was not your pick. It was not I Love Milking Goats.
That was my pick.
The women has spoken. It is
oh.
Joe Walsh. I Like Big Tits.
I never heard that one. I never heard that one.
Representing the East is Frank Zappa Valley Girl. With Moon Unit Zappa.
Oh, okay.
Representing the West, Noise Marine Dubstep, 8 minutes dubstep song. And
oh,
representing
okay.
The South, the Chainsmokers, Let Me Take a Selfie. It's
that is
boiled
the final
down
four.
To, that's the fatal four.
Four, I'm sorry.
Yes. And then... After Soft Lips on Sunday, so we're talking near the end of the 25th, getting ready to turn
yes.
over to the 26th, I will announce which of those four go to the deadly duo. The,
now,
the
how
final
do you vote?
One.
How
you
can
tell me
vote?
In game. You can tell me in game on paragonzone.com in the forums. Well, I'm going to take advantage and get your vote right now. Here we go. Logan Man.
I never heard. Wait a minute, I never heard any of these songs.
Well, pick the ones that you know. Here we go. The pairing.
I
the
just
first...
said I never heard. Well, wait. I just said I never heard of any of these songs. So you're telling me to
no,
pick the one
no,
I know.
No, I heard Recognition on two of them. So I think I know which songs you're going to pick.
All right.
So
I have to pick the ones I want. Wait. I pick the ones I want to keep?
No. You pick the ones you wanted me to delete.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. What are the pairings again?
I Like Big Tits by Joe Walsh versus Frank Zappa Valley Girl.
All right. Get rid of... Keep Valley Girl because I know that one.
Okay. So you want to get rid of the Joe Walsh.
I never even heard of that other one. Seriously, I never even heard of that other one.
Okay. And Noise Marine Dubstep, 8 minutes worth of dubstep versus Chainsmokers, Let Me Take a Selfie.
All right, so it's 8 minutes of dubstep versus...
You could say Valley Girl's... if Valley Girl is Darth Vader, Selfie is Luke Skywalker.
Get rid of that. Oh, get rid of that.
I am your father.
Oh, God. Oh, dubstep. Get rid of that. I could deal with some dubstep at least.
So you're saying get rid of Selfie.
Yeah,
okay.
I can't stand Selfie.
There's your vote.
Yeah. Because then at least that one I could vote on the other two. So, you know, there's a method to the madness at least. You
right.
know, I'm voting on this round this way, but then in the final round, you know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
like when I watch NFL playoffs, everybody goes, how can you vote for that? Why do you want that team to win and that team? Because the next round I know that team will kick that team's ass. You see, there's a method to my madness.
Yep.
Oh. You know, it's like, I want these two teams to win because when the matchups, I know this other team will beat the shit out of that other team.
All right, so...
Oh,
finally.
Wait, you ready for this? Finally,
what?
My computer's at the point. My PC will now restart several times. Holy crap! Oh, I'm so glad I decided to do this. Otherwise, I'd be sitting like, really? Working on updates, 2%.
Jesus Christ.
3%. I think I would have hit my head into the wall so many times I'd be in the next room by now. 4%. Oh my God. I think I would have been cursing. Oh, 5%. Oh my God.
And by the time it was done, you'll be down to George the Animal Steel speech. Hey, you! You!
Yeah, that's what I would have sounded like from cursing so much. You okay?
Can't talk.
9%. Oh my God, it's going to show me every percent point. 9%. 10%.
You know
folks,
it's going to be
I'm
bad when they get to, if they get to 9.1, 9.2.
Oh, we're at 11. We're at 11%.
Okay.
What time is it? All right. We'll lock.
We got 8
we'll,
minutes.
Before we go to, all right, yeah, well, I'll check. All right, at 10:28, we'll check back in and see how bad it is.
Okay. All right.
Good
now,
because before
I will say, I'm
and went
say
from 11. Hold on, because before it went from 13 and all of a sudden it shot to 68%. So I might just
okay.
do that big. I hope.
All right. Well, I will say, next Thursday and Friday, bad.
Okay. So no show next week.
We do the live on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. For those who yeah, from we gotta start posting that when we're gonna do is wait. We can't do Sunday morning. It's
well,
Easter.
I can.
Well, I can't. I got a whole thing with my family on Easter. All right. So he can. I can't. I'm hoping the week after.
All right. We'll find out then.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We did it this week. But afterwards, I will post all the updates we discussed. I'll post them up on the Facebook page for all those updates I just read and
all,
right. all the things
so
we discussed.
I've been doing it. I've been not posting Paragon Radio. It's your baby. Are you giving me permission to post the link to the radio station when we go live on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could have done this
okay.
all time. Absolutely.
Well, like I said, I've been not doing it out of respect.
Yeah. I was going to say, please do. Anytime we do the show on a Sunday morning, post the link because that's like our fill-in. Yeah, when we do show Sunday morning, that's – yeah, when I show up, that's like
and
no,
usually rain.
That's what I sound like.
I will say this: it gets interesting, especially if rain joins us.
Yes. we have a whole crew that joins us.
To give you an idea, last time rain joined us, we started talking about how Rob Liefeld ruined comics, and inspired people to make tunes on Champions in the style of Rob Liefeld.
As a matter of fact, that is on the Paragon Radio page. That's there. We bunch of us made up Rob Liefeld inspired versions of ourselves. I'll give you a hint. One of them is a version of Pogo Man that has nothing to do with Pogo Man. We were laughing because, like, look, it's a Liefeld version of Pogo Man that has nothing to do with Pogo Man's powers, but look.
It had the big shoulder pads. It had the tiny jaw. It had pockets.
It had all the swords on his back. He doesn't use swords. It had a cybernetic arm. Why? I don't know. He doesn't have cybernetic powers. He doesn't have arm powers. Remember, he has kick-fu and leaping and everything with his legs.
He looked like he took steroids all his life.
Right, but it had nothing to do with any of his powers whatsoever. I think I gave him I think I went back and did some, gave him many patches on his legs too, as a joke.
Yes he did. He even went for the super barrel chested Captain America look.
Yes Boom. Oh, I'm gonna fall over.
To the point where Sovereign Reign was going, I feel flat.
Oh, I think that's what the swords on his back were for, to balance out the barrel chest. They're on my back just to balance me out so I don't fall forward. All right. At 10:26, my computer is now 27% updated.
So if you want to see a very good laugh, and I you know what, we should see if someone knows where Nightshade is or Takitza Perk, challenge them to do a Rob Liefeld costume contest. We know we can do it on Champions. Can you do it on City of Heroes?
I tried. There aren't a lot of pouches, though.
Oh, you did attempt it?
I tried it, yeah. Because the only pouches they have, it's like there's this harness. A self-harness.
Well, can you pile on?
Oh. There I am. Oh, good Lord, my big shoulder pad. You can't even see my head. You can only see me from my visors. Oh, you know the visors he wears that I'm wearing?
Yep.
You can, from the angle of the picture, you can only see me from my visors up. You can't even see the rest of my face. I have these ridiculous canisters around my calves, around my boots. Let's try and see what other pictures we have of that.
I think that was the only one I sent.
Oh, okay. I can log into the game after I'm done posting all the links, and I still have the costume saved, so. Oh, wait, somebody made a comment. Somebody says, and now Champions Online was controlled by Rob Liefeld. And somebody made a comment. Eric David Ribner says, no, because you can't draw feet. All the characters have perfectly reasonable feet. That's right. I was trying to give myself longer feet too.
they tried. They were trying. But now
they
you
were trying
can.
To.
Now you can, because one of the new costume pieces is basically pointy feet. Not even feet. It just ends in points. It ends in points. And when I first saw these feet.
We have 90 seconds left. Hurry up. We have 90 seconds. Well, we can talk in the after party. All right.
Okay.
My computer got updated to 55%. We have 90 seconds left.
Well, I know you're in pain. So I was just going to say,
well,
when I first saw the feet.
Seconds.
Okay. I'll just say it just reminded me of Dexter's mom. That gives you the image. Dexter's mom.
Oh, okay.
Feet. Okay.
That's funny. Okay, now why can't I find the studio? I can't find the link for the studio. What happened?
I don't know. You mean this is the show that never ends? It goes on and on, my friends?
Something like that. I'll find it.
Unless we both hang up.
No, it's got to be here. Did I close it by accident?
Oh, no.
I'll just go in and find the studio. I can just log back into it.
Well, like I said, I know you're in pain. You want to lay down.
No, well, I'm back in the studios. I could just log it off.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, we'll just end the show.
All right.
And I got things over here with the Dawn Radio and the group that are pounding on me. They wait for when I'm on the podcast. I swear they do. They wait for it.
Why? What are they doing? Tell them to calm down. Tell them we're busy. We got a podcast. All right. So thank you all for tuning in. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. What a surprise. I knew something was going to happen because I logged in way too easy before the show started. And we knew something was going to happen.
I did say don't jinx it, right?
I know. We weren't. And then everything started. All right. So we won't be on next week. Everybody have a happy Easter. Are you going to do the replay of this on Sunday?
Yes.
All right. So everybody have a happy Easter. If you're going to celebrate Easter or whatever other holidays fall on that weekend. And we should be back the week after, I hope. I think. Sorry we've been away for so long. I was doing a comic book lettering class. But I got sick for a month while the class is going on. So I still have another week to catch up on a couple of things with that class. And then my writing classes are starting Wednesday night, 8:30 to 10:30, but that shouldn't be as bad. So, because this was a whole different animal, because I also had to learn how to use Adobe Illustrator at the same time. Oy vey. So, all right. So we're back in action. So we'll be off next week. Hopefully we'll be back the week after. If not, we will be on that Sunday. Right? All right, then, everybody. Have a good weekend. Go read those comic books. Go watch those all the TV shows. Well, I found out some of the TV shows won't be back on until April 10th for some reason. I think, like, I know Arrow and Supernatural aren't going to be on Thursdays because of March Madness is going on.
Right.
They've taken off for a while. I know Supergirl won't be back on until April 15th, they said, because they're splitting time slot with DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So we shall see what happens from there. That won't be back till then. So there you go. I did catch up on, in the meantime though, I did watch The Tick on Amazon Prime. That was pretty funny. There were 12 episodes because they did bring another 6 episodes. So I saw all 12 episodes now. That's pretty funny. I saw the first 3 episodes of Jessica Jones. I'll have to find time to watch the other 10.
And I think we went into way past into the...
Yeah, we're in the overtime. So people are listening to this on Sunday. All right. So with that, you know, go read your comic books. Don't forget Pacific Rim came out. I wanted to mention, though, Thor Ragnarok. Oh, and now my PC just finished doing its update. Holy shit. Thor Ragnarok came out on Blu-ray and DVD. That was funny as all hell. Justice League came out Thor Ragnarok came out 2 weeks ago. Justice League came out on Blu-ray DVD last week. The extra scenes are worth it. But I still think they had to come out with what they call the Zack Snyder cut. And actually, the Zack Snyder / Josh Whedon. Because he even cut out a couple of scenes he did that would have improved on the movie.
There you go.
But as we could see, even DC, they have a bunch of projects they want to do, a bunch of different movies. So I see, I say keep doing all these superhero movies, man. I was saying this years ago. The next evolution of movies are all the comic book movies when they were doing all these ridiculous reboots and like of stupid TV shows like. Let's do a Dukes of Hazzard movie. I was like, oh, God. Well, what would you do, Rich? I would go to comic books. If you do them right, follow the source material properly, you could do a really good movie. You think so? Iron Man, Batman Begins. That trilogy started off. Iron Man, look at that. They're saying it's true to the source material. Fantastic Snore didn't follow the source material. Look how crappy that did. X-Men movies. They started to get away from it. Then they did Days of Future Past, saved that franchise. See what I mean? You follow the source material, right? You know, when you don't follow the source material, crappy superhero movie. You follow the source material, awesome superhero movie, okay?
Now, mind you, they learned from previously, pick the wrong guy to play the part. Crappy movie, Daredevil,
like
Ghost Rider.
No. It wasn't the crappy hero. It was the crappy director,
actor.
Writer. No, I don't think it was Ben Affleck because that whole movie was horrible. Everything about that movie was horrible. they had a crappy writer, a crappy director, crappy everything about that movie. I think it's just the fact that it's just – here's the deal. George Clooney's Batman. Everything about that movie was horrible. But it's not Cooney as Batman. It's Joel Schumacher's movie, Batman movie, that we have to...
Well, Nicolas Cage, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider doesn't rhyme!
That wasn't his fault. That was the director's fault that wanted him to whine. He should have said, why the fuck are you whining? My Ghost Rider doesn't whine. Stop with the bitch you whining. He should say, if you keep whining, you're out of here. I don't want a whiny Ghost Rider. But that's how the script was written.
Yeah.
Even Daredevil. Everything about that movie was horrible. The script was horrible. The director was horrible. The whole cast was horrible.
Now, I'll say the second Fantastic Four, the one with the sequel, that's a guilty pleasure. They got the family coercive, you know, together, the togetherness. They got that right.
Right, but...
they didn't expand on that wellness after that.
Right, but look at Galactus. See that cloud of smoke up there? That's Galactus. What?
But you did see the image of Galactus at the very end for like half a second.
Yeah, half a second, but still. And then, but then, all right, the new Fantastic Storm movie.
Garbage. Garbage.
The day it came out, the director went on Twitter and apologized for whatever he was about to see. You knew it was going to be bad. I said, oh, my God. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad to begin with for a bunch of different reasons, but when the director comes out and apologizes on Twitter that morning, and when the cast won't even acknowledge that the movie's coming out,
well, you got to give credit. You got to give credit to the actor who played Johnny Storm in that one. He made up for it with Kilgore.
True, I forgot that. Yeah, I forgot he played Kilgore. Yeah, I forgot that was him. That's probably why. They said, okay, look. No, that's what his motive was, his motivation. Take the rage you have for being in that Fantastic Noir and put it in this movie. See, I heard that a couple of times when instead of calling him Black Panther, whatever his name was, he called him the director's name a few times. I'm kidding. No. He's going, who are you calling me? Why are you calling me? that's funny. All right, let's get out of here. We said our goodbyes. I mean, to everybody for the night. I'll see you next week or the week after. Well, we'll talk during the week anyway, maybe later on tonight. And, guys, I'll put the links up in a little bit. Give me an hour or so. They'll be up tonight, though. They'll be up in a little bit. All right, we're done for the night. Anything else you got to discuss tonight?
No.
Don't forget, Pacific Rim is out. I'm busy the next couple weeks. I probably won't go see it for a couple weeks, though, so. I will try, but I'm just busy.
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks. Hopefully I'll get to see it in 3D IMAX before it's removed from 3D IMAX. I saw the first one in 3D IMAX. So.
With the vibrating chair and stuff spitting at you.
No, it was just 3D IMAX. It was just regular 3D IMAX. So that was pretty
okay.
Cool. Actually, no, it wasn't even IMAX. It was just 3D, but it still was pretty cool. Like, ooh, this is awesome. All right, we're well, I got. All right, I'm gonna hit end the episode. And with that, say goodnight, sir. Say goodnight. Do your thing.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. We're out of here. Bye.